neither league's son take a shade class from his mom by doing this unthinkable act?
And little Scrappy Honey is throwing a back outside divorce party.
You think he'll invite us? Plus, Killian Murphy's strict diet will have you going nuts.
Welcome to Diz Nation!
Ooh, all right, party people, let's get this party started. Gary, what you dishing over there?
Yes, baby, honey. Word in the street, honey, that supermodel Miss Gigi Hadid, honey, was arrested and charged with, guess what?
What?
Possession of pot.
Oh. That's right, Gary. Reportedly, Gigi had been traveling with her friend Leia to the Cayman Islands from the U.S. last week when customs officers scanned their luggage upon arrival and discovered ganja, marijuana, and the utensils used for smoking it, and they were immediately arrested on suspicion of importation of drugs, which is when you go to another country. That's the importation. Now, both women were eventually released on bail, and luckily for them, they only got fined $1,000 and have no recorded conviction, but it seems Gigi's unbothered by the incident because she recently shared photos on IG from her lavish beach vacation with the caption, "All's well that ends well."
I can't.
You think she got away with this because she's famous?
No, I think she got away with it because when you come into a country with legal marijuana, that they honor that. And so they just didn't honor theirs for some reason. That's why they was let go.
Why did they find them?
Well, yeah, she didn't really get away with it. Yeah, she had to pay $1,000.
Well, they did it. They had to pay $1,000 to get out of court. I mean, out of jail. But they didn't have any further charges, meaning they dropped everything.
Okay. And you got that from a lawyer, right?
Well, you know, I do sleep next to one.
All I'm going to say is, you lucky this was the Cayman Islands. Try that in Dubai and see how far you go.
But what if you tried in Bankhead? Can you get away with it?
That's pretty much where you go to cop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where you go pick up the weed. You know what I mean?
Well, and Gigi wasn't the only one to feel the cold steel of the Popo's bracelets on their wrist, child. NeNe Leakes' son Bryson Bryant was hauled in a couple weeks ago on drug charges, among other things. Oh. But check this out, y'all. He's also being charged with giving a false name and address. That's right. Instead of giving his own name, this man gave the cop the name of his younger brother, child.
Damn.
Brent Leakes, who was just fighting for his life not too long ago. But anyway, and that's not all. For his residence, he gave them an address of a house that NeNe sold years ago.
Well, he played the game half right. You know, you give him the fake address, but you don't turn in your own flesh and blood and give him a fake name.
What in the Cain and Abel is this?
Yeah,
not the Cain and Abel.
Then he's gonna mess around and have a warrant for his arrest later on and not understand why.
My neighbors did it all the time.
What? I was gonna say that. Why are you acting like this the first time we heard about this?
My neighbors did it all the time.
Wait, hold on. Your neighbors did what? Give the cops the wrong address?
Give your cousin name.
Yeah.
Give your brother, your sister name.
To give your brother's name, though, like how much do you hate your brother?
You act like you didn't know that. What? You know we do it all the damn time.
What?
No, I did not.
He just recently became a part of we.
Give Tanner his 10.
Okay.
But poor NeNe, that's got to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
There was nobody other name. Like, there's no other name he could have gave. Like, I don't know.
Tupac?
Yeah. Somebody, like, you know. Yeah, come on, your brother.
My name is Duncan. Michael Clark. Well, NeNe's son ain't the only one that's outside. That's also where you can find Lil Scrappy. Head bussing. He and Bambi split up earlier this year after 5 years of marriage, and it looks like the split is final because Scrappy is throwing himself a back outside divorce party at the Penthouse Sports Bar here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, Scrappy said, "I need to go up and release because, you know, just enjoy life. I showed y'all how I am married. I was cool for a long time. Now I'm going to show y'all outside, Scrappy."
Oh. Listen, I don't want to see no bottles being popped by Scrappy because you're not paying your rent. So I don't want to see nothing.
Wait a minute.
Why you say that? Where'd that come from?
It's all over. Bambi said it. Everybody on the crowd said it.
Girl, the man of God just bought a new mansion, like, not too long ago.
Okay, but he even admitted, like, there's a clip going around where he admitted to purposely paying the rent late sometimes. Mind you, he had all these diamond chains on. I don't want to see you popping no bottles.
Oh. He was probably being petty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, to make you sweat a little bit because you know the relationship is maybe on the way out.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because the relationship's on the way out.
Yeah. What all happens at the outside party?
Well, are we going to go? Are we going?
I thought you should pull up. Yeah,
like, what is outside?
He's back outside. He's back in the streets.
Yeah, it means like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anything goes. Like, you know, so all you frisky women come out and get a little tappy for a little scrappy.
We're going back to the street.
Right. He's letting the community know that he, that's the way we let the community know, I'm no longer attached. I am a single man. That's what he's
talking about. Yeah, really? Can we be outside?
Outside.
Gary and I stay outside.
Yeah. Well, you do. Gary stay inside.
Gary stays inside.
Okay, everybody. It's time for
a Dish Debate!
Former NFL star Chad Ochocinco Johnson is all about preserving his coins, baby. So, a TikToker asked Chad if he spent $300 on a first date, and Chad admitted that he's too cheap to spend that much on a first date, saying he's rich and he intends to stay that way. Now, the viral clip has sparked a debate online, and one Twitter user noted that there are men who are willing to spend a lot of money on a date. So, what do you guys have to say about this? Tanner, what do you have to say? You're just dating out here.
Yo, I've spent $300 on a first date for sure.
Of course.
And how do you conclude?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
There's a correlation at a certain... No. Of having a wonderful time.
Okay, but what's a reasonable amount of money to spend on one date?
I don't know. I feel like anymore, like if I take a girl out, when I take a girl out on the first date, like I'm just almost assuming I'm going to be in 100 to 120 minimum.
Oh, period.
Invest in the breast.
Oh,
the chicken breast. That's right.
Correct.
The cocktails.
But when you think about the fact that the cost of everything is going up, if you're really trying to, like, you know, make an impression, like $300 might be the medium amount that you might want to spend. I went to a restaurant the other day, and you know, you look on the menu and it tells you how much things are. Even wings are being sold at market price.
Are you serious?
Yo, they're treating wings like lobster tail these days.
But so, it is Atlanta. It's, just, it's an endangered species.
I'll never forget going on a $300 date. And the dude looked at the menu and he said to the waitress, yeah, I'm gonna get the filet mignon. Couldn't believe it.
And I would have ended the day
right there. I ate my food and I did, but I couldn't believe that.
You didn't wait for the rib sipped?
Yeah, but you guys know that.
At the end of it, he didn't ask who was gratuity.
Well, moving on. So yesterday we talked about former NFL player Russell Okung losing over 100 pounds in a 40-day water diet. But yo, listen, you about to have your wig snatched off when you hear about the act of the diet Killian Murphy went on in order to transform into the father of the atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer. Now, in his new movie, Oppenheimer, according to his co-star, Emily Blunt, he had to follow a very restrictive diet in order to lose weight. She said he could only eat an almond every day. That, my friends, is dedication. Yeah.
But do you think she was over-exaggerating? You think it was just one nut? Come on, y'all.
Now, when you think about the great extreme lengths that some actors go through, you think about my man who was in The Machinist.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Uh-huh. Like, he went under some extreme circumstances to get to that emaciated weight, too. So, man, these people really put themselves on the line. Like, I think most actors are low-key crazy.
All you need is one nut for strength. So, I mean...
For strength?
Well, yeah.
One nut? A lot of people lose strength after that one.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, he gained it. I mean, that's all he had was nuts.
I'm sorry.
What is he talking about?
I'm too immature for this segment.
Same. Good old nut diet.
Yeah.
Just take the nut and go to bed.
Honestly, I'm looking for someone who wants to eat one nut a day, to be honest.
Yes.
Honey. Sounds like a keeper.
If it's almond, I got you, Tanner.
Okay.
Well, up next, child, Mr. Steal Your Girl, Usher, had a fan going nuts. And it was definitely over the top. We'll explain after the break.
Just one nut a day. That's not one small nut a day.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with the
Dish Gone Viral.
Now, the things that people do. So, there was an African influencer by the name of Thembu Umbe who challenged himself to boohoo crying nonstop for 7 days straight just so he could snag the Guinness World Record title. Now, he encouraged his millions of TikTok followers to send him their problems, and he would cry for you. Let's take a quick look at Thembu's sob sessions. However, yo, this completely backfired because... Now Temple's claiming crying so much made him temporarily blind, and he didn't win the title.
Wow.
Yo, if he's gonna cry in the car was a person.
Yes.
Wow. It's my man.
And you know, Nigerian men will cry like this, knowing damn well they cheated on you, damn well they wronged you.
Wow.
Yeah, this is very Nigerian of Thimbu Ebede.
And scammed you. Imagine crying for 7 days and still not winning the Guinness Book of Records.
Then I'm crying for real. I didn't even know this was a record.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. Like, Guinness Book of World, like, they be having records for everything.
Yeah. I have one.
What's yours?
I do.
What was the record you broke?
The highest recorded note.
Really?
I'm serious.
Oh, really?
It's like a 2000.
How's it put? Note or no?
Note recorded.
What is it? How high is it?
I think it's like a D something. I don't know. But I've surpassed Mariah.
Oh, you did?
Say word.
Oh.
Just that one year. She won every other year.
Oh, well, we got to Google that, baby. Google that, Jazz.
Google it, girl. What I don't do is lie.
Google Jazz.
Let's get back to the story. Okay, so what would you send him a prayer to cry about?
Lord, I don't know if I could say it on TV.
I'm definitely sending a cry request for my Amex bill. Yeah, we have to break up. We could part.
Yeah.
My dog got a weird cough. Can you cry for that, please?
Man, I don't know. I got this girl won't text me back. If he could cry for me about that, that would be solid.
You got ghosted?
I get ghosted a lot, T.
What?
It's weird. It's bizarre. Yeah. These Atlanta women are another breed.
Depends on the ones you're looking at. But anyway.
I told you need to go to the other side. Okay. Shondella was waiting on you.
Okay. Hello from the other. Okay. Tamar, yeah. You got a contact for Usher? We need to pick up the phone and check on him and his head, child.
Okay. Wow.
So a fan had it her way at Usher's Vegas show, and the superstar got caught up when he went over to the VIP section to the serenade the ladies when a fan who says she's waited 30 long, long years to be up close with Usher started acting like she caught the Holy Ghost while in Mr. Raymond's presence.
Wow. Oh,
look at this clip.
I love it. I love it so much. She's having the time of her life right
Look,
here.
He's not.
Look like he stopped breathing.
Tamar, your fans ever do stuff like this?
Yes, they do. But let me give everybody a cliff note to how you should act when you meet your favorite celebrity.
How?
The calmer, the better. Mm. You know what I mean? Really? You get more of a response.
That's true.
If you're calmer. But all that hooting and hollering and screaming in your face and spitting in your ear, like, it's a lot, y'all.
Spitting in your ear?
Like you.
Oh, my God. She's like, she's screaming.
Yes.
She's
a lot.
Screaming.
Yeah,
but see, that's his karma, though.
Why you say that?
Cause you don't see how Usher been out here ruining relationships every show.
Oh, no,
him getting screamed at, that's his comp.
Hashtag pray for Usher's head. Okay. All right, coming up is Kim Kardashian's Skims Teflon. We'll tell you how her garment saved someone's life right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, now, one very lucky woman is blessed to be alive, y'all. After revealing she was shot 4 times on New Year's Eve. Mm. And get this, the gotcha is she is crediting Skims Bodywear for aiding in her survival.
Mm.
Yes. She ran to social media to thank nobody but her Lord and Savior, Skims creator, Kim Kardashian. Check this out.
Kim Kardashian saved my life. This New Year's, I got shot 4 times. The night that I got shot under my dress, I was wearing a Skims shaping bodysuit. It was so tight on me that it literally kept me from bleeding out. I recommend it. I'm definitely gonna buy some more. I mean, I should wear it every day. It's like body armor for women. Call it fate or Jesus, but I'm gonna call it Kim.
And of course, the archangel Kim did not let this praise go unnoticed. She reposted the video with the caption, "Wow," and praying hands emoji.
You know what?
I call cap on this.
Me too.
You don't think she was shot?
Well, no.
But just in case it did happen, you know, I dub she Kevlar Kardashian. You know what I mean? Like,
but where did she get hit at? I mean, they didn't tell us nothing.
How do you mean it's mostly cushioned?
Yeah.
You know, like in the lower region.
And they're saying it was nowhere near severe, life-threatening.
Because the Skims caught the bullet.
They're not saying that in the report.
Well, it's compression. Nah. It's good. Compression is good when you have an injury, like compression. So if you got pop, 4, and then you get popped here, like the squeezing of the Skims would be good. Would be a good thing.
You know, she got shot almost half the amount of times 50 cents.
Right. So do you think 50 Cent had him on a mean waist trainer when he got shot 9 times?
Imagine.
Now you on to something.
Okay, he might have been wearing spanks.
A nice little myrtle.
Yeah. Moving on, the highly anticipated film Oppenheimer opens in theaters this week, starring Matt Damon. However, it was not until after an extensive negotiation session that Matt was granted the role. And if you're thinking this negotiation was between Matt and the movie's director, Chris Nolan, you're wrong.
What? Oh.
Matt had to negotiate taking this role with his wife, Luciana Barroso.
Wow.
Apparently, Matt had promised wifey he would take some time off from acting to spend time with her. However, his one caveat to this agreement was that if the legendary director Chris Nolan called, well, Chris called. And unfortunately, Matt said that call definitely created a moment inside of their household. But thanks to the caveat negotiated in couples therapy, we'll be seeing Matt in theaters everywhere this week. Are you guys surprised he had to negotiate to make a movie?
No. I'm sick of these damn women and men that feels entitled. If your man is working,
hello,
you should be happy. Have a damn job.
But the thing is, like, if you agreed to take some time off and now all of a sudden you're coming back at the house hat in hand, well, listen, babe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she probably made plans in her head, too. I'm glad they was able to work it out, because I do like seeing Matt Damon and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, you got to try to stick to the plans you create.
No,
you don't. But she walked down the aisle knowing that was Matt.
Thank you.
Not Leroy.
Thank you.
Okay? So you didn't expect for him to turn around and act like Leroy now, Jenna.
Thank you.
And we know how it goes. Like, when Matt takes too much time off, Matt Damon turns into Fat Damon. We've seen it happen a couple times.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to keep him active.
I like Matt Damon kind of thick.
Mm-hmm. I like thick Damon?
I love thick Damon.
Okay. Well, up next, singer Jelly Roll reveals his biggest self-identifying regret, and surprisingly, it's not the name Jelly Roll. Uh-huh. Come on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Now, it's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
All right. Now, country singer Jelly Roll is known for his tattoos almost as much as his music. So he got some of his ink in prison before turning his life around, and he says he regrets 96% of his body art. Now, can you tell us what Mr. Roll said?
Absolutely. Mr. Roll said, I have more tattoo regrets than I do. Man, I'm glad I got this. How you think at 16 years old and how you think at 36 years old are so dramatically far apart from each other, it's embarrassing.
Oh.
Exactly.
True story.
I mean, he looks like a mural.
Yeah.
He looks like a damn mural. And then that Gerber baby tattoo on his arm, that's not the Gerber baby I grew up on.
The Gerber baby smoking a joint?
Yeah, that's not the Gerber baby I grew up on.
That was like 2 years after he was smoking. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why young people are like covering
their face.
Yeah.
What is that about?
When I hear people talk about them doing it, they do it so like they have to go hard at whatever it is that they're passionate about because they have no other
plan
choice.
B.
Like you don't get to work at IBM.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that face tattoo.
I got a jailhouse looking tattoo.
You got a jailhouse tattoo?
So much that I remember Jermaine Dupri asked me if I got my tattoo in jail.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
It's my name, and it's backwards, and it looked like some real hood rat stuff.
Why is it backwards?
Because I don't, the lady.
Is it supposed to be seen in the mirror?
It's, I guess so.
You have a tattoo of Ramat on your body.
Yo. Who is Ramat?
Oh,
ugly. Ramat. Ramat with the Guinness World Record.
I know.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.